Get ready.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
From a busy and talented Toronto-based guitarist and composer Harley Card, that was the tune Precipice off his latest disc, 2017's The Greatest Invention. And that will bring us into a brand new hour of Neon Jazz. So we caught up with Harley recently and we talked to him about his new album. He expanded on what he thought The Greatest Invention might just be.
I don't know, but but the reference in this instance is to a book I was reading called Einstein and the Art of Mindful Cycling. It's kind of a coffee table book. The focus of the book is talking about how cycling was integral to Einstein. He did a lot of his great thinking on a bicycle, and because he was an inventor, in some ways he considered the bicycle to be the greatest invention because it was good for the environment and it got you out in your community and it was meditative.
Along with his solo work, he is a member and co-composer of some very innovative Canadian bands, Hobson's Choice, God's Gift to Yoda, and Stop Time. He is a graduate of Applied Music from Mohawk College and Jazz Performance from the University of Toronto, and he was also a semifinalist in the 2008 Montreux Jazz Festival Guitar Competition. He actually spent the summer in 2017 living in New York City to study privately with the jazz master guitarist Peter Bernstein. He also had lessons with guitarist Lige Lund, Mike Moreno, and Rez Abbasi. Since 2003, he's been very busy on the Toronto scene playing with the best, like Dan Fortin, Ernesto Cervini, William Karn, and so many others. Along with the music, he maintains a private teaching practice providing instruction on guitar. With that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the guitar amongst us, like Matt Hopper and Will Matthews right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready with a fret and a downbeat to make this jazz sizzle for the next hour. So on the path to getting the jazz guitar, Harley was influenced by a great many musicians. And amongst them was Wes Montgomery. And as we get into the tune Montgomery Land Funk off the 2015 disc Jazz for a Lazy Day, let's have a listen to Harley explain Wes's influence.
And then when I heard Wes play basically that style but on the guitar, and then he's such a outstanding soloist, I think it really was like a light went off and I was like, oh my goodness, I gotta really get in there and delve into that music some more. Thank you. From Toronto, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the modern-day jazz cat Dennis Baptiste with the tune Dusk Dawn off the 2017 CD, The Late Train. So he was born in London to San Lucian parents and studied music at school from the age of 13. From the moment he joined the London jazz circuit, he showed talent, energy, and a commitment to the music. Dennis has soared in his development as a soloist and bandleader, earning enormous respect from his peers. From a cat called Octopus for his reach and prowess, this is Tal Farlow on the guitar with the song I Like to Recognize the Tune off the 2007 disc called Ultimate Jazz Archive as we keep this jazz narrative going right on down the proverbial page.
Lisa B., Lisa Bernstein, coming to you from Oakland, California, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Times with
That was poet, jazz singer, and songwriter Lisa Bernstein with her take on In the Still of the Night off her 2017 CD, I Get a Kick, Cole Porter Reimagined. Poetry and jazz have always been a part of Lisa B's life. Her mother wrote poetry and her father was a serious aficionado of avant-garde jazz who counted his friends amongst the likes of Jackie McLean, who was a close friend, and Lisa B remembers sitting on Elvin Jones's lap at a party at their family home. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about this childhood of hers.
I feel like I was born into the jazz tribe. If you're not born into it, jazz welcomes you into its tribe. I mean, it's still, don't you feel that, Joe? It's very much a community.
Yes.
You know, for better or for worse, we're not generally touring in big stadiums like the pop stars of today. Although, I think back in the day, Weather Report and Miles aspired to that and got a taste of that. But we're not in this pop realm of personality. It's really about the music.
So as a child, Lisa B studied classical piano and was steeped in jazz. In particular, her parents' favorites were Carmen McRae and John Coltrane. Since those early days, her love and appreciation of both poetry and jazz have flourished. As a resident of Oakland, California, for more than two decades, she was nominated for a 2014 Oakland Indie Award. So Lisa did actually have a chance to learn from the great Mal Waldron as a child. And as we go into the tune Nice Work, If You Can Get It, off the CD Mal 81 and News Run About Mal, let's hear Lisa one more time talk about this possibility.
And I also studied piano. It was kind of silly. My dad said, well, I could try and get Mal Waldron to give you lessons. And I said, no, I'm too scared. So, I mean, there was a shyness, and now I'm like, what was I thinking? And, Jackie McLean would show me certain things on the piano, and he was great. He and his wife, Dolly, were, best friends with my parents. It was also intimidating for me, I have to say, because of the emotional intensity of the music was a bit much for me to process.
Thank you.
My name is Matt Soling, and I'm a jazz violinist. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, no, they can't take that away from me. The way you smile is beam, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, ever meet again on that bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance two and three. Oh, the way that you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. That will keep me loving you. With your permission, maybe I can list a few. The way you hold your knife, the way we danced until three, the way you changed my life. Yes, you did.
So that was Seal, yes. He's a jazz cat at times. With his take on They Can't Take That Away From Me off his newest 2017 CD, simply called Standards. This happens to be his 10th studio album, and this British soul and R&B singer said this about the album. This is the album I've always wanted to make. I grew up listening to the music of the Rat Pack era, so recording these timeless tunes was a lifelong dream. It was a true honor to collaborate with some musicians who perform with Frank Sinatra and so many of my favorite artists in the very same studios where the magic was first made. It was one of the greatest days of my recording career. From a legend and a friend of the show, and the sound you will immediately recognize, this is Sonny Rollins with the tune Now's the Time. Off the 1998 Greatest Hits CD is The Greatest Hits of Jazz Keep On Coming, right here on Neon Jazz.
a jazz musician, and Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
On a board, the heavyweight crash band, on the heavyweight jam to chill. I put the hands down low, put the hands down low. I think shake it to the floor. I put your hand down low. Cause I'm not gonna fuck ya. Say it in food. I'm not gonna fuck ya. Say it in food. Come on.
That was the outfit simply known as the Heavyweights Brass Band. Great name. With the song Hands Down Low off the 2017 CD, This City. So this band packs a 1-2 punch of crossover appeal and respect for the music's elite. Inspired by the New Orleans brass band tradition, the Heavyweights' original stance keeps one foot in that rich legacy of jazz while the other foot kind of wiggles in the future. Like the music's originators, the Heavyweights are unafraid to incorporate the influences from the areas of the music spectrum, from pop hits of the day to original compositions. They're all over the place, weaving a nice tapestry of American roots. We're keeping the sun close around here. Here's piano legend Sonny Clark back in 1957, that heyday of jazz, with the tune I Cover the Waterfront off his LP, The Art of the Trio, as the show moves on here on Neon Jazz. Thank you. So that was another cat crossing over into the jazz idiom. From his 38th studio album called Versatile, that was Van Morrison with the 2017 song Bye Bye Blackbird. And that is another guy that really digs the jazz. And before we say bye bye to all you jazz birds out there, let's have one listen one more time to a song by composer, trombonist, and a very cool cat, Mark McGrain, with the tune It All Comes Down to Love off his newest 2018 CD called Love Plus Time Plus Divination. And we hope that this was your equation this last hour, and it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat who is always growing music in that wintry garden of his, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Oh yeah, baby.
Reach out to us, let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.